Blog Talk Radio.
Gospel song here this morning. Sorry for the interruption here.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and times shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal, bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. Resurrection share, when his chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the sky, and the road is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the road is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the road is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the road is called up yonder, yonder I'll be there. Let us labor for the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the road is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the road
praise the Lord. Pastor Kenny Powers, glad to be back in here with you. Let's open up this morning in prayer. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for gathering us together here on YouTube, on Blog Talk Radio, and everywhere this message will go this morning and in the future, Father, that you bring the words that you have your people to hear through me, Father, because I am only a vessel, Father. Give me the words that you want me to speak this morning, Father, that your people can come to know you better. And I ask this to be done in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, praise God. I have done no pre-study here. I asked Pastor Tony because I didn't remember where he had left off last night. So, right, I've had just a minute or so to look over Galatians here. So, we're going to pick back up here in Galatians chapter 4. He left off in verse 20. I will pick up here. Let's go back up here to verse 15, and I will read to the end of chapter 4, and we'll see where the Lord leads us to go this morning. All right. Verse 15, Where is them the blessedness ye spake of? For I bear ye record that if it had been possible, ye would have plucked out your own eyes and have given them to me. Am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? They zealously affect you, but not well. Yea, they would exclude you that ye might affect them. But it is good to be zealously affected in a good thing, and not only when I am present with you. My little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you, I desire to be present with you now and to change my voice, for I stand in doubt of you. Tell me, ye that desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondmaid, the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh, but he of the free woman was by promise. Which things are an allegory for these are the two covenants, the one from the Mount Sinai, which gendereth to bondage, which is Agar. For this Agar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and answereth to Jerusalem, which now is and is in bondage with her children. But Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. For it is written, rejoice, thou barren that bearest not. Break forth and cry, thou that travailest not. For the desolation hath many more children than she would have an husband, she which hath an husband. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. But as then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the spirit, even so it is now. Nevertheless, what saith the scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. All right. And we'll just ask the blessing of the reading of this word this morning, Father, that you bring forth from this message that which your servant and your people need to hear. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. So lots of good teaching here in this chapter here. So let's get back up to it here. Let's go back up to 15. So the blessedness that you speak of, for I bear you record that if it had been possible, you would have plucked out your own eyes and have given them to me. Am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? So people don't want to hear the truth. The truth will set you free, but it's always said, right, that it will make you miserable first. The truth is we don't like the truth. We want, too many of people want lies. So truth requires effort and sacrifice, right, which we tend to not want to do. Right, we want what's easy, what's convenient, and truth requires a lot of effort because we must put God first. We have to put him inside of us. That means we have to read his word. So to put truth inside of us takes effort, right? It takes sacrifice on a daily basis to put him inside of us. So we must have that truth within us, otherwise we don't know if we're being deceived or not. So therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth. They zealously affect you, but not well. You know, for the good. They would exclude you that you might affect them. So, but it is good to be zealously affected, always in a good thing, and not only when I'm present with you. So what does zealous mean? look up that word this morning real quick. Let's look up what zealous means. Zealous definition. Let's look at that. What does it mean to have zeal? All right. Give me a second. Showing great energy or enthusiasm in pursuit of a cause or objective. Okay, so we need to seek and pursue God's, if you prefer, truth. Right? We want his truth. So we must put truth inside of us. But it is good to be zealously affected, always in a good thing. So we want to change. This is something we have to put God's word inside of us so that he can put truth inside of us so that we can be changed and transformed, right? Zealously affected in a good thing, and not only when I am present with you. So this is the thing. We have to be good in private. You can't just be good and put nice clothes on and go to church Sunday morning, right? Yes, we do need to congregate together, right? But we must put God first, not only in studying the Bible, but in everything in our life. See, it's an all-encompassing thing to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. We must continually put him on and keep purging the evil out of us, right? We have to continue to grow and to change. As you grow, you're going to discover things about your life that are wrong. So you repent from that and you don't do it again. So because each time you go through the Word of God, even though the Word is not different, we are different. So we've learned new things about our life and about our country and about our family, right, that we didn't know before. So the truth has to be put inside of us for us to be pure, right? We have to have that purifying going on, and we're constantly being pure. Right? With study of the Word of God, we are constantly being transformed by the renewing of our mind. Our mind constantly has to be reminded of what truth is. Because Satan is going to teach you all kinds of things that are truth that are against God's Word. And since he was an angel, right, he knows his Bible. So I ask you this morning, how well do you know the Word? I promise you, you don't know it as well as Satan does. So this is where we have to study the Bible on our own time. And yes, we do need to congregate together. Right? We do, not forsaking of gathering together, right? We got to keep growing and changing and loving one another and standing shoulder to shoulder with the Lord Jesus Christ and loving other people. But we have to put that truth inside of us first, right? Excuse me. Apologies. So, you know, this here in this verse 18, you know, you got to do right, not just when I'm the pastor in front of you. Or, you know, as Paul was saying, right? you got to do the right thing, right? But it's good to be zealously affected, always in a good thing, and not only when I'm present with you. So we need to continue to do the right thing. We read the Bible, we do what it says on our own, right? Without an audience, without backup. See, if the Holy Spirit lives inside of us, lives within us, he will come out of us. So in a way of speaking, like David was writing, He would not be afraid of tens of thousands surrounding him, because greater he that's within us than he that is in the world. And I'm here to tell you that this world is full of demon-possessed people. They surround us everywhere. And you and I were once one of these people where we serve Satan. So we need to reach out in love to those that are lost. Jesus sat with tax collectors and sinners, but wasn't a sinner. He wasn't afraid of, you know, committing sin. Right, you can talk to people about the truth of God's word and the love of the Lord Jesus Christ and not become a sinner as you once were. Right? So we need to be presently obedient to God's word and everywhere we go, and even in private. What are we watching on TV? What are we reading? What are we looking at when we see a pretty girl, right? Are you ladies a handsome man when you're married? What are our thoughts? We have to be careful with our thoughts. They become actions, right? So we have to guard our heart. So let's continue on here, verse 19. My little children, with whom I travail in birth again unto Christ be formed in you. I desire to be present with you now and to change my voice, for I stand in doubt of you. So, and the thing with doubt is it destroys faith. I'm not saying Paul has doubt. He does not. But he says he stands in doubt of you. He's going to change his tone. He's not happy. And likewise with the church today, I don't know, 90%+ are not teaching God this word. They're altering it. They're changing it. They're leading people astray. They are not listening. They don't want to listen. They don't want to hear the truth. They just want stories, right? They want, you know, their ears tickled. They don't want to change. They want to live in sin, but look nice and look like they're going to heaven while they're really going to hell. And many of us were on the same pathway. I speak for myself. I surely was. So we have to become that born-again child of the living God. We have to fulfill that plan of salvation. So we are on that right pathway to righteousness, right? We have to continue to grow in newness of life with the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 20, I desire to be present with you now and to change my voice, for I stand in doubt of you. Tell me, ye that desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law? See, Jesus came to fulfill the law. And he told us why we came, why he came. He came to bring a sword. He came to bring division, right? People don't know why Jesus came from. He told us. It was plain English. It's in the Bible. See, this is the thing. Our churches are not teaching what the scripture says. They're teaching you a bunch of junk, old wives' tales, and, you know, mixing Satan with God don't work. You're going to love one and hate the other. And see, this is the thing that we are, Jesus was persecuted by the Jews. Your enemy is not some people from another planet. Our enemy and that are born again children of living God are those that are false teachers in our churches, leading the people astray, teaching us wrong things. They don't want to hear the truth. They've rejected the truth. They don't want truth. They want lies. because the enemy has tricked them, like Eve. Some people say, well, I'd be different if I was Adam or Eve. Well, they were not created in sin. They only had one rule. Well, tend the garden, right? Don't eat from that tree. And to tend the garden. So it's not like working 70 hours a week like we work today. They didn't have to work. God provided for them if they would obey. And the same for us today. If we will only obey his word, he is faithful to provide for us. If we stand in with him and we read his word and we obey his word, he will provide for us to make a way for us. Because Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. So, my little children of whom I travail, travail means he suffers in birth again until Christ be formed in you. So, they can be baptized. Not everybody's fulfilled the plan of salvation as holy. This is the thing. We are not to be Baptist. We are not to be Pentecostal. We're not to be Muslim, right? We're not to be anything but holy. Be holy, for I am holy. We got to be holy, not some name on some building. We're to be holy, not what your family did for the last 300 or 500 years, okay? We're to be holy. So the thing is, we don't want to tell me that you desire to be under the law. Do you not hear the law? People that go to, they want to go to church, but they don't want to hear truth. So you start teaching against adultery and homosexuality and abortion and, right, walking in newness of life, right, that church, that mega church is probably going to empty out. When I was a boy, I know Pastor Tony's much older than I am, but even when I was a kid growing up in the 70s and 80s, right, heathen went to church, right? Unbelievers, I know didn't live right, right, would show up for church, right? So we don't have that today. We don't have believers hardly in our churches at all. The unbelievers are now the pastors. We got women as we have homosexuals as pastors. We have pastors with 2 or 3 or 5 living wives in the pulpit. See, what this is what you got to understand when you study your Bible. Satan knows his Bible. He knows it verbatim. So if you and I don't study it on a regular basis, we're easily led astray. Because it sounds good doesn't mean it's true. I know you've heard this. I know I have since I was a kid, right? If it sounds too good to be true, it is. And the thing is, right, send me $50 and God will give you whatever you want. Sounds great. I mean, I don't have to work. I don't have to sacrifice. I can just, right? I can buy God. So that's the problem. Too many churches are out here trying to sell God, and God's not for sale. We can't buy him. Amen? So if you want to hear God's word, so the thing is you want to be under it. You want to make heaven your home, but you don't want to do the work. That don't work. Just like money. I mean, we have too many people, I think almost half of the American people, and getting more every day, they don't pay taxes. In one respect, I think that's a great idea. We should, none of us pay taxes, right? Well, on the other side, right, we need to work or we don't eat. So likewise, similar manner, we have to put God inside of us and work for him. We want God to do for us. I don't have to ask you that. When things don't go well, are you going to pray to Satan? Who are you going to ask for help? You're going to pray to God, aren't you? So the thing is, we must serve him now. We need to put him inside of us. When you go to church on Sundays, and I know as a pastor, I listen to him once in a while, he's saying, come out from among them. Some of you are going to these churches that are not teaching you nothing. They're liars, they're fake, they're fraud, they're not teaching you anything useful, and yet you won't leave there. Because mom and dad went, because you went, because, I don't know, something. You have to turn from following people and following the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, follow me. He didn't say, be Baptist. He said, be holy. Be holy, for I am holy. Right? We're supposed to be holy. So if you don't want to hear the truth, don't go to church. I've heard some preachers say. But the problem is, right, if I hadn't continued to seek him in different churches, right, I wouldn't be here today. You know, I was not born a pastor, right? Pastor Tony was not born a pastor. You have to be called by God to teach this word. You can't go to school to learn what people need to hear. I don't know what people need to hear. Pastor Tony doesn't. I mean, we can guess. But today, do I need to know? Do I know who needs to hear what? No, I do not. So let's get down into this. We're going to find out what happened with Abraham. Let's get down in here. Verse 22, for it is written that Abraham had two sons. See, this is the thing. You gotta believe. See, Jesus could heal people, but their own faith in him is what healed them. See, faith moves mountains is not just some cheap words. You have to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. You have to put him on and walk with him. And understand the walk that he walked is the walk you're on. Sometimes we forget about that. But I want to make heaven my home. I just want to put Jesus, I want to walk with him. But we don't want to be whipped. We don't want to be abandoned by our family, our friends, right? We don't want to suffer. We just want to make heaven our home. We want to skip the middle part, right? So that's the part that we don't like, but we have to walk with him. That means we have to suffer with him. And I speak for America, why it's going downhill is because nobody wants to suffer for the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't want to stand on our faith. We're too afraid of losing our home, losing our family, losing our way of life. Not knowing that if we don't stand up for what we believe in our faith, that's where we're headed anyway. And this is why America is going down. Sadly to say, it's the fault of the church. Church is responsible for America. And believe me when I tell you, when America collapses, are these other countries sending trillions of dollars? The next typhoon wipes out some Asian country. China and Russia, they're sending trillions of dollars. Yeah, that's not happening. So America, we are here. But for how long? I need to know who's responsible for the collapse of the churches, not only here in America, the church has fallen probably before I was born. So we have unbelievers teaching belief, but not only that in our churches here in America, but they're sending missionaries abroad to teach unbelief as belief. Yeah, like that guy on TV, wait, there's more, right? He keeps throwing more things out there, right? Wait, there's more. So that's the problem. The enemy is not being accepted and not rejected in too many of our churches. So the community doesn't know that they're wrong. They're living wrong. They're living in sin and going to burn for eternity. They don't know because the pastors are not called by God, so they're not going to teach anything from God's word. All right, let's get back into this. Verse 22, for it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondman maid, the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh, but he of the free woman was by promise. So Abraham had two wives. Now this is in Genesis chapter 16, right? If you want to go there, right, and read that on your own time, you need to understand. So I was talking about belief. See, when God makes us a promise, we have to believe that. Otherwise, why are you watching this video? Why are you listening to me on Blog Talk Radio if you don't believe? I mean, couldn't you not believe and do something else today? So why are you here if you don't believe? So that's the problem. We have too many people that don't believe but going to church. And we have too many people that don't believe that are pastors. They're attracting more unbelievers and teaching them more unbelief in place of belief. So this is the problem, that unbelief is destructive. It's always disguised as belief. See, Abraham had a wife, and Sarai, and she had God had promised her that she would have a kid, and she said, "Well, take my handmaid, Hagar, younger lady, right? You can have her as a wife. And you have that promise through her." So it was unbelief on her part that the seed was divided. So let's get down into that. What's going on here? But he was the bondwoman that was the slave girl, right? Was born after the flesh, but he after the free woman was by the promise. So Sarah had a baby, but after the slave woman, the bondwoman. Which things are an allegory, for these are the two covenants, the one from the Mount Sinai, which gendereth to bondage, which is Hagar. For this Hagar is Mount Sinai, Arabia, and answereth to Jerusalem, which now is and is in bondage with her children. But Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which the mother of us all. For it is written, rejoice, thou barren that bearest not. Break forth and cry, thou that travailest not. For the desolate hath many more children than she which hath an husband. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. So Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So Isaac was, right, the son of Sarah and Abraham. Now the promise went through him. To Jacob. Jacob was renamed Israel. So let's talk about the first baby that was born. So this is the thing, you got to understand the firstborn. The Muslims claim that he was firstborn, right? That the promise should have gone through him. So see where Islam comes from here? They claim Abraham as their father. So Ishmael was the son of Abraham and Hagar, the bondwoman. Now, the Ishmaelites, right, that the descendants of them are today Muslims. So it might take a second for you to process this. But see what unbelief does? Because of Sarah's unbelief, she didn't believe. She laughed. Because of her unbelief and Abraham's, in my opinion, because that's all it's worth, right? He could have said, no, woman, we're going to stand on God's promises. Right, just like that song in church, standing on the promises of God. If God makes you a promise, he's going to be good to it, because God doesn't move. So because of unbelief, now we have Islam. In Israel, they're brothers, and they don't get along, right? Muslims want to kill Jews worldwide. And it's a result of unbelief. So you see how destructive unbelief is. Verse 28. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, as it are the children of promise. But as then he that was born after the flesh persecuteth him that was born after the spirit, even so it is now. Muslims are killing Jews. The descendants of, you know, Ishmael are Muslims. They're killing Jews. The descendants of Jacob, which Jacob was renamed Israel. So that, right, Muslims and Jews. When all Abraham had to do was say, no, woman, we're going to stand firm on God's word. When God makes you a promise, you've got to stick with that promise. What he leads you to do, he will guide you through. Didn't he guide the Hebrews through the Red Sea? Yes. On dry ground. Some people forget all these things. You ever cross you ever go out to the ocean when the tide goes out? Is that dry? You know, a lake, when the water level goes down a little bit, is it dry on the edge? So does the water level go down? No. They crossed the Jordan on dry ground. The bottom of a river, the bottom of the sea is not dry. So we have to have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to believe the promises of God. It's not just a song in church. Amen? So, now you understand where the Muslims are coming from. You can go back there. There was my apologies, I lost my spot. Genesis 16, read about Abraham and Sarah and Hagar. What happened then? And who are the Ishmaelites today? Who are the descendants of Ishmael? I mean, don't listen to me. Read the Bible for yourself. See, even so it is now. Nevertheless, what saith the scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So there's a point of contention, right? Because you got Ishmael was the firstborn. But we can't deny that. Scripture says so, right? He was the firstborn. But the promise went through. See, this is the thing. The enemy will get in there and get you confused. He is no different with Abraham as he was with you and I, as he was with Eve. Is that really what God said? Are you sure? I don't know. I don't think so. I think he meant something else. But see, if you don't know, you get confused. See, the Satan is, the devil is the author of confusion. Amen? Satan is the author of confusion. So we need to be mindful that God doesn't change. But Satan will move around on you, change things on you. He'll say this, he'll say that, he'll say the other thing, right? You need to know who's speaking. So you know who to obey. So we have to stand on the promises of God. So this bondwoman and her son. See, the promise did not go through them. The promise was through Abraham and Sarah, which out of her womb came Isaac. And from Isaac, right, was Jacob and Esau. Esau gave up his birthright because he didn't know what he had. And that's also probably another topic for another time. But, right, you need to know what God gave you, the value of that. So this is something the enemy is always wanting to distract you from, that you have no value. He wants to tell you your life has no meaning. It doesn't matter. And that you don't matter and you're not making a difference. Because he knows you are if you keep teaching this word. If you keep just yourself living, my apologies, living this word, standing on the promises of God, he knows that you will have heaven in your home. He's trying to stop you from helping others. He doesn't like hope. Amen? Satan does not. He wants to take away hope. And that's what he wants. He wants to destroy truth, love, care, hope. That's what he's trying to take away every day, all day. So we have to stand firm until the end. Last verse here. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. So if we are born again child of the living God, we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, we walk in newness of life, we are the children of the free woman, not the bondwoman. Because Hagar was a slave. Now, we're talking biblical slavery here, okay? Had nothing to do with color skin, didn't have anything to do with any other history. We're talking biblical history, biblical truth, okay? So when we free, this is what the enemy wants to attack, like that flag behind me, right? Stands for rights and freedom. The American flag. Right? He wants to take that down. He wants to destroy our freedom, our religious freedom, our freedom to speak. Right? I've been teaching on TikTok for, I don't know, I've got three or I don't know how many hundred videos I made, not enough. But he's trying to take that down because we communicate with each other. We're talking to each other on it and things that in areas, right, that we're not free to talk anywhere else. Satan wants to destroy freedom, which means that's who God is. That's who Jesus is. He is freedom, spiritual freedom. But you have to put spiritual freedom inside of you. And you need to stand on it. You need to be prepared to pay that price. And I pray that you all will. And if you've not fulfilled that plan of salvation, right, get yourself into a full gospel church and get that done. Acts chapter 2, verse 38, right? Be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And he will send that Holy Spirit. We'll send that Comforter, your advisor, your teacher, right, with you always. If you fulfill the plan of salvation, like I was teaching earlier, not everybody that's fulfilled the plan of salvation is holy. I don't know how many people Pastor Tony has baptized the proper way. No change in their life. Now, I'm not talking they're a pastor. That's not what I said. Not all are called to be a pastor. But I mean, they're not, there's no change in their life. Right? So if we fulfill the plan of salvation, see, when you go to church, you should fellowship with believers. You should know why you're there, and you should learn about who to be, right, and study the Bible on your own and become that person that you read about in the Bible. And we're going to churches today, we're not seeing what happened in the Bible. It's because of unbelief. You have to believe. Let us pray. Thank you, Father, for this morning service. And for this powerful message, Father, that you've given us this morning. And, Father, that we would take this message to heart and we would obey your word and we would follow you. Because we're to follow you, Father, not family, not friends, not work. We're not to follow other people, Father. We're to follow you, follow Jesus. And we're to be holy, Father. Not to be anything but holy. No matter what name is on any building, Father, we're to be holy. Father, I pray for this tiny church. Even though we have no building, we have an outreach. And Father, that you just keep us healthy and strong and living your word. Not just reading it. Not just teaching it, but actually living the word, Father, so that we can be that message of hope to other people that are lost in sin and dying in their sins, Father, that they can have a way out. Because, Jesus, you are the way, the truth, and the life. And if you be within us, Father, your Son, Jesus, be in us, right, other people are going to want that freedom. Because we live right, because we are different than, you know, we've come out from among them, Father. We are separate from them. And Father, it's my prayer that people will turn from these fake and fraud churches where the pastors are liars and hypocrites and devil worshipers, turning your truth, your word, into, you know, a nightclub. And Father, that these people would close down their ministry and that the people, and that they would go get a job. Father, stop teaching unbelief as belief, and that the people would come to a church as ours, Father, to hear the truth from your word. That they can turn from their sin. They can make heaven their home. And they can live in newness of life, Father. Because your word gives us all hope. And Father, just keep us healthy and strong. I pray for Pastor Tony and his wife, Olivia. Elizabeth, Father, heal her. Get her mind straight and bring her back home. The enemy's doing his best to divide him and me and Pastor Dennis. He's trying to destroy his father. Father, that we would stand firm on your promises. and not be divided. And Father, I pray for our country. The enemy is working hard to destroy our freedom. Our borders are wide open. We're letting, I don't know what inside, Father. Father, turn that evil around for good. It's not for political gain, Father. It's for spiritual gain. Let these armies of people come here, accept Jesus Christ, your Son, as their Savior, and turn from their sins. And let's make America great again for Jesus Christ. So we can be that shining country, Father, that gives hope to people around the world. But that hope being your Son, Jesus. And Father, this is my prayer this morning, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, God bless you all. Good Lord, well, we'll be back in here 6 o'clock Eastern time tonight. So until then, God be with you and keep you in the palm of his hand, and we'll talk to you this evening. All right, God bless. Bye-bye.